This is KAYT-FM, 881 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wee. Now listen as the Prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we praise you, we thank you, we give you all the glory which is due your name. For God, you are great, and you so greatly to be praised. Father God, we acknowledge you as our healer. We acknowledge you as our way maker, even when we don't even see a way, God. Lord, we acknowledge you because you have our power, and our power belongs to you. God, we say thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Oh, gracious God, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. Spirit of the living God, we say, and have thine own way. We move out the way so you can have your way, oh God. Lord, I pray that you will heal, deliver, and set the captive free in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on this morning, would you please turn them to Romans 11 chapter and the 29th verse. That's Romans 11 chapter and the 29th verse. And it reads as follows, "For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word." And the topic for this morning is, don't get stuck on your gift. Don't get stuck on your gift. The cure for loneliness is not company. It is not the amount of people you hang around. It's the calling which is on your life. Now, this is about to get real deep. And I want you to listen what the Holy Spirit is saying. But the million-dollar question is, what is your calling? The Bible says in Romans 11:29, "For the gifts and callings of God are without repentance." And so what do we mean when it says without repentance? It means that God won't change his mind about what he has called you to do. If God has called you, that calling is still there. Whether or not you have obeyed, it is irrevocable. It means that God is still going to use you, whether or not you choose to be used or not. Because God has already placed the calling upon your life. You may run from it, you may reject it, but it's still there. And if God gave you a gift, that gift is also still there. Whatever God has called you to do, he has also gifted you. He has also qualified you. He has also equipped you. Come on here, somebody. What is the difference between a spiritual gift and a calling? I'm glad you asked. Your gifts are the gifts of the Spirit, like healing, prophecy, and so on. Spiritual endowments. That's 1 Corinthians in the 12th chapter. They are operative in your life. They are usually more than one. On the other hand, identifying your calling is so simple. It's what you are called to do. It is very essential for a believer. It is your assignment. So the calling is connected to the gift. Come on here, somebody. You can't have one without the other. The calling is connected to the gift. We getting ready to go deeper. Stay with me. The thing you was born with, the gift that was developed in you when you was a child and nobody really noticed it. See, you thought that business, that hair shop, was supposed to be a place of business, but it was really supposed to be an altar to bring souls back to the kingdom. Oh my God. Your gift attracts people to you, but your calling attracts people to God. Your gift attracts people to you, but your calling attracts people to God. So the problem is this. Most of you get stuck on your gift. You think it's all about you. You want to make your name great. This is the gift. You want to promote your own self. But people of God, what you don't realize, that is called idolatry. You are a magnet to the accolades that people give you. When people come up and say, woman of God, I enjoyed the book. Or woman of God, I have enjoyed your prayer or your assignment. The first thing I say, to God be the glory. Because it's none of me. I'm just a vessel open for God to use me. Realize that this is not me, but it's him that lives within me, that lives inside of me. Come on here, somebody. If you don't receive an accolade, you think that you did not do well. These are the people that is functioning only on their gift. Come on here, somebody. This is for the ones that have got lost in their gifts and has forgotten about the calling that is on their life. The Holy Ghost is working up in here. So what happens is this, people of God, you get stuck in your gift and you abandon your calling. You get stuck in your gift and then you abandon your calling. You see, your gift brings you money. Your gift brings you notoriety. Your gift puts you in a room filled with great men. Then you abandon your calling because you are focusing on your gift. You have abandoned your calling, which is to draw people back to God and to give him all the glory. That's where most people are, stuck right there. They're stuck on their gifts. Because what they don't realize, without the anointing on the gift that God has given them, it's not going nowhere. Come on here. Without the approval of God upon the gift, it's not going nowhere. It's not functioning, huh? You know, the oboe shot to the level it's supposed to function. It is not bringing people to God because you have forgot the calling. The gift and the calling connects together. You cannot use one without the other. Oh my God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Oh my God. So people of God, don't allow the gift to override the call. Every believer has a calling on his or her life. We are designed before the foundation of the world to be his workmanship, glorifying him as we bring forth the fruit he desires. Ephesians 1, 4 through 5. Ephesians 2, verse 10. God's specific call to service usually begins with a burden. for a particular need that relates to the kingdom of God. Huh? You know you are called to a specific burden that has a need that relates to the kingdom of God. Some are called to be pastors. Some are called to be teachers. Some are called to be worship leaders, Bible translators. Some are called to be host to every avenue there is for the uplifting of the kingdom, to honor the Lord. Each one utilizes the gifts the Spirit has given. There you go again. You cannot have one without the other. My God. Whew, thank you, Jesus. We discover our call to be a specific area of service by walking closely with the Lord. If you don't know what your calling is, you must walk closely with the Lord. You have to practice obedience, and we must offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. These are three things to discover your call in a specific area of service. Number one, you got to walk closely with the Lord. We got to practice obedience. And we got to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. Many people are functioning in a calling that God has not ordained them to walk in. You chose that calling because you see that was much easier for you. You chose that calling because you think it brings prestige to you and honor to you. That's why you having such a fight. That's why you going through spiritual warfare, because you are in a calling God did not choose you to walk in. I know I'm not going to be liked after this, but we must line up. We must position ourselves to hear the voice of God. We must position ourselves to move to the next dimension that God has for us to go to. Oh, God, those three things, according to Romans 12, 1 and 2, and Colossians 1 and 10, you must walk closely with the Lord. You got to practice obedience, and you got to continue to offer yourselves as a living sacrifice. So as we develop to hear his voice, we move forward with what we know. When our hearts are set to obey the Lord, he confirms his call in a variety of ways. Godly counsel, natural gifting, fruitful results, scripture, and a sense of rightness that does not conflict with any of the other confirmations that he has given us. So, people of God, don't get stuck in your gift that you neglect your call. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory and honor. Father God, help us not to get stuck on the gift. Help us not to forget who gave us the gift. But God, help us to function in both the gift and the calling, realizing that they are one, God, that we cannot use one without the other. God, we thank you for revelation. We thank you for knowledge. We thank you for wisdom. But most of all, God, we thank you for understanding. God, we say yes to your will, and we say yes to your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Remember, don't get stuck in your gift that you neglect the call. If you need to reach me, my number is 318-206-8953. Patronize my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com. I have lots of books on there that